U.S. stocks have ended the day lower, with the Dow closing down 386 points, more than 0.75% at 45,752. The S&P was down 103 points, and Nasdaq closed down 486 points. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include MS Now, home to The Rachel Maddow Show, Morning Joe, The Briefing with Jen Psaki, and more. MS Now is a source for news, opinion, and the world. Learn more at ms.now. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 57 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 60 in Abilene. It's 306.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. In our next half hour, the U.S. is missing from the big annual World Climate Conference for the first time ever. Some countries say, yeah, they can live with that.
We are very fortunate to have, of course, Japan still remain, and now Germany stepped in.
How other countries are moving forward. We are also going to take a look at school closures around the nation. Districts all across the U.S. are dealing with low enrollment. Funding in many states is dependent upon students. What's going on? We'll examine it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Peebo Bryson, the Golden Touch Tour, celebrating 50 years in music. Saturday, November 22nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
KPR's Big Band Christmas is a KPR holiday gift to the community. Music is by the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. Saturday night, December 13th, Liberty Hall in Lawrence is the place. If you like a party, Big Band Christmas is for you. Tickets on sale at the Liberty Hall box office and Ticketmaster. Big Band Christmas is made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
We have a 90% chance of rain tonight, near steady temperatures in the lower 50s. 90% chance of rain tomorrow, with highs in the mid-50s, but temperatures falling tomorrow afternoon. It's 3:20.
Generation. Recently, she's added a new title next to her name, Movie Mogul.
It's something I've always wanted to do, but was afraid to do it. And I think Lifetime gave me that push and took the fear away. Like, we want you to be in this movie. Let's try it.
Braxton on her new movie, He Wasn't Man Enough, based on her 2000 hit of the same name. That's on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow. Morning Edition gets underway at 5 a.m. You can check out the latest national, international, and regional news through 9 a.m. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners that dental health is closely linked to overall health and to visit a dentist regularly. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
57 degrees in Lawrence, 52 in Atchison. The time is 3:30. News is coming up next.
Burke's Voting Rights Act has survived for now after the state's highest court ruled that the town of Newburgh, New York, does not have the legal capacity to claim that the state law violates the U.S. Constitution. The town is facing a lawsuit claiming that its system of electing candidates as at-large representatives of one district dilutes the collective power of Black and Hispanic voters. The New York ruling comes as voting rights advocates around the country are keeping watch for a U.S. Supreme Court decision that may weaken the Federal Voting Rights Act. That decision could have ripple effects on similar state laws. Anzi Luong, NPR News.
Well, stocks finished lower on Wall Street, with some of the sharpest losses coming in the tech sector today. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Board of Regents has taken another step toward tightening the rules on faculty tenure. The Lawrence Journal-World reports the issue was discussed at yesterday's board meeting. New rules under consideration would require tenured faculty to undergo a comprehensive review every 5 years instead of the current 7. 2 consecutive unsatisfactory reviews could lead to dismissal. The Board of Regents is expected to vote on the new rules at its next meeting in December. A federal judge says the city of Salina violated the First Amendment by blocking a local burger joint from painting a UFO-themed mural. Zane Irwin has more. We are having a bit of a technical difficulty, so I'll just tell you what Zane was going to tell us. The planned artwork at the Cozy Inn would show aliens shooting ketchup and mustard flying out of saucers shaped like hamburgers. An artist began the mural in 2023, but the city told him to stop, arguing the mural would violate city codes around advertising signs. But a judge this week said that that regulation violated the restaurant owner's right to free expression. Sam MacRoberts with the Kansas Justice Institute represented the Cozy Inn. The city of Salina says it's working with attorneys to determine what the ruling means for local laws and possible next steps. The power company Evergy is warning that scammers are using sophisticated tactics to target customers in Kansas. The tactics include fake websites that mimic Evergy's, as well as fake phone numbers that give the appearance of being associated with the company. The company says customers should only pay bills through its app or on its official website, Evergy.com. KSN reports some scammers threaten to disconnect service if they don't receive payments. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, a 90% chance of showers this evening, near steady temperatures overnight in the lower 50s, then another 90% chance of rain tomorrow with highs in the mid-50s, temperatures falling throughout the afternoon. This is KPR, and it's 3:35.
Support for NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Get set for a good time with Tim Whitmer's Good Time Quintet, next on Live at Green Lady Lounge. There it is. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me for some Kansas City jazz, live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday, 6 p.m. on KPR.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas. We're Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, actually many frequencies all around the state, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan, providing care in private homes, assisted living centers, nursing homes, or at their own hospice house. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then, U.S. employers added about 119,000 jobs in September. That number lower than expected, according to a new report from the Labor Department. This September jobs report was delayed because of the government shutdown. When can we expect those October numbers? What about November numbers? Are they going to come out in a timely way? Scott Horsley has the full story coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Watkins Museum of History, presenting their 50th anniversary party, Keeping History Alive Since 75. November 20th, 5:30 to 10:30 at Abe and Jake's Landing. Tickets and details at watkinsmuseum.org.
90% chance of rain tonight, 90% chance of rain tomorrow. It is 57 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 4.
Discusses her new Lifetime movie based on her 2000 hit, He Wasn't Man Enough. That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock from 5 to 9 a.m. Get caught up on all the news from overnight and a whole lot more with Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up in 1 minute. It's 57 degrees in Lawrence and it's 4 o'clock.
Trial of Nazi official Hermann Göring, now playing in theaters.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting Zoo Lights, holidays from around the world, November 21st through December 31st, now with private igloos for rent. Reservations and tickets at topekazoo.org.
It's 56 degrees in Lawrence, 58 in Manhattan. It's 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming events, including Peppa Pig, My First Concert, plus Broadway shows of Kinky Boots and Chicago the Musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines, plus the U.S. has proposed a peace plan for Russia and Ukraine. You took a look at it and said this is a non-starter. Why is that? Tom Bowman has the details. We'll get a review of part two of Wicked, called Wicked for Good. And we will learn about cooking with food scraps. This is part of a series that we do on sort of stretching your dollar in your household. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Watkins Museum of History, presenting their 50th anniversary party, Keeping History Alive Since 75. November 20th, 5:30 to 10:30 at Abe and Jake's Landing. Tickets and details at watkinsmuseum.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, UMKC piano professor Sean Chen gave quite the recital at JCCC recently. Tonight, Classics Live at 7 o'clock brings you his performances of the Four Ballades by Chopin and his own arrangement for solo piano of The Sorcerer's Apprentice. You will hear it tonight at 7 on your KPR One stations for Classics Live. If you're joining us on KPR Two stations, stay tuned at 7 o'clock for Prairie Journal. 57 degrees in Topeka, 58 in Manhattan. It's 4:20.
From NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, the latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio will have all your local information. Join us tomorrow on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
The time is 4:30.
Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News, Jerusalem.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Board of Regents has taken another step toward tightening the rules on faculty tenure. The Lawrence Journal World reports the issue was discussed at yesterday's board meeting. New rules under consideration would require tenured faculty to undergo a comprehensive review every 5 years instead of the current 7. Two consecutive unsatisfactory reviews could lead to dismissal. The Board of Regents is expected to vote on the new rules at its next meeting in December. A federal judge says the city of Salina violated the First Amendment by blocking a local burger joint from painting a UFO-themed mural. Zane Irwin has more.
The planned artwork at the Cozy Inn would show aliens shooting ketchup and mustard out of flying saucers shaped like hamburgers. An artist started the mural in 2023, but the city told him to stop, arguing the mural would violate city codes around advertising signs. But a judge this week said that regulation violated the restaurant owner's right to free expression. Sam Mack Roberts with the Kansas Justice Institute represented Cozy Inn.
This case is important because it means that cities across the state of Kansas can't pick and choose which murals stay and which murals go based on the content of the painting.
The city of Salina says it's working with attorneys to determine what the ruling means for local laws and possible next steps. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
A rodeo scheduled for this weekend in Mulvane has been canceled due to confirmed cases of equine herpes virus in the region. Mulvane straddles the Sedgwick-Sumner County line. Officials with the Prairie Circuit Finals Rodeo say they made the decision to cancel the event after, quote, careful consultation with veterinarians. They said the health and safety of every horse is their highest priority. WIBW reports equine herpes virus, or EHV, is highly contagious and can be fatal in horses. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, a 90% chance of showers tonight near steady temperatures in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, a 90% chance of showers with a high in the mid-50s. Temperatures falling to around 50 degrees in the afternoon. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain through the evening and lows around 40 degrees. It's 4:35.
Support for NPR comes from...
This week on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we'll hear the exotic sounds of vibraphonist Mark Riddle, Mr. Howley, and Tiki Vibes, plus the bongos, flutes, and guitars of Los Admiradores. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music is always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines, of course, then Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now has up a web page that has been changed. It previously stated vaccines do not cause autism. That has been changed to cast some doubt on the scientific research that supports that finding. Why? We'll tell you coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, kind of cloudy for the next couple of days. Tonight, a 90% chance of showers. Tomorrow, a 90% chance of showers. Tonight's low in the lower 50s. Should stay fairly steady through tomorrow. Temperatures falling a bit tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, slight chance of showers through the evening and low around 40 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
This is All Things Considered from NPR.
Research that creates a better future for everyone. More at lib.umd.edu. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
R&B singer Toni Braxton discusses her new Lifetime movie based on her 2000 hit, He Wasn't Man Enough. That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, a great way to start off your day with the very latest national, international, and regional news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 56 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5 o'clock.
And criminal justice reforms.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, hosting Cookies with Claws. Saturday, December 6th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Cookie decorating, Santa photos, giraffe feeding, and more. Full list of activities and tickets at topekazoo.org.
It's 54 degrees in Lawrence, 60 in Emporia, 51 in Atchison. It is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also access KPR programming through our app. We have a version for iOS and a version for Android, wherever you prefer to get your apps. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we are going to learn more about school closures nationwide. We will tell you more about the U.S. hardwood lumber industry and why it has been struggling. We'll tell you about the president's efforts to send National Guard troops to U.S. cities being met with resistance in the courts, most recently in Tennessee. And, of course, news headlines in just about 11 minutes. Stay tuned here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, helping clients explore life's questions of purpose and meaning through the analytical psychology of Carl Jung and the process of individuation. Details at workingwithdreams.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR1 stations, we have Classics Live, then an hour of classical music with Destiny. It's Tango Thursday, so you don't want to miss that. She's also got an epic symphony by Rachmaninoff lined up for you. If you're joining us on KPR2 tonight at 7 o'clock, we have Prairie Journal, followed by The Middle with Jeremy Hobson.
You have the power to make a lasting positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR's been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station. For more information, contact your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 54 degrees in Lawrence, 55 in Topeka. It is 5:20.
This is NPR News.
Toni Braxton is one of the biggest hit makers of her generation. Recently, she's added a new title next to her name, Movie Mogul.
It's something I've always wanted to do, but was afraid to do it. And I think Lifetime gave me that push and took the fear away. Like, we want you to be in this movie. Let's try it.
Braxton on her new movie, He Wasn't Man Enough, based on her 2000 hit of the same name. That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock from 5 to 9 a.m. One of the easiest ways to get caught up on all the latest national, international, and regional news. Join KPR for Morning Edition tomorrow.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
News headlines are coming up next. This is KPR, and it is 5:30.
I'm Bradley George in Chapel Hill.
And you're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Board of Regents has taken another step toward tightening the rules on faculty tenure. The Lawrence Journal-World reports the issue was discussed at yesterday's board meeting. New rules under consideration would require tenured faculty to undergo a comprehensive review every 5 years instead of the current 7. 2 consecutive unsatisfactory reviews could lead to dismissal. The Board of Regents is expected to vote on the new rules at its next meeting in December. A federal judge says the city of Salina violated the First Amendment by blocking a local burger joint from painting a UFO-themed mural. Zane Irwin has the story.
The planned artwork at the Cozy Inn would show aliens shooting ketchup and mustard out of flying saucers shaped like hamburgers. An artist started the mural in 2023, but the city told him to stop, arguing the mural would violate city codes around advertising signs. But a judge this week said that regulation violated the restaurant owner's right to free expression. Sam Mack Roberts with the Kansas Justice Institute represented Cozy Inn.
This case is important because it means that cities across the state of Kansas can't pick and choose which murals stay and which murals go based on the content of the painting.
The city of Salina says it's working with attorneys to determine what the ruling means for local laws and possible next steps. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The three Osage County deputies wounded while responding to a domestic disturbance last weekend have now been released from the hospital. A state trooper who was also wounded in the incident remains hospitalized but is recovering. The four officers were shot after responding to a call Saturday morning near Carbondale. WIBW-TV reports the suspected shooter was shot and killed. The power company Evergy is warning that scammers are using sophisticated tactics to target customers in Kansas. The tactics include fake websites that mimic Evergy's, as well as fake phone numbers that give the appearance of being associated with the company. The company says customers should only pay bills through its app or its official website, Evergy.com. 90% chance of showers tonight near steady temperatures in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, another 90% chance of rain with highs in the mid-50s dropping through the afternoon. It's 5:35.
Support for NPR comes from...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join me, Nick Carswell, for 105 Live, your weekly Kansas music showcase. On the show this week, we're going to continue our dive into some deeper cuts from Kansas music as inspired by the Kansas Music Hall of Fame. We'll also have new music from Joel vs. Joel, jazz, and the Draper Family Band. That's all this week on 105 Live, 5 p.m. Saturday and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan, providing care in private homes, assisted living centers, nursing homes, or at their own hospice house. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
Thanks so much for tuning in this evening. Coming up, news headlines. Then, going to talk about a supportive community for Black women who are caregiving for their parents. We'll also get you an update on the September jobs report. It was delayed by about 7 weeks. Why was it delayed? Why? I'm glad you asked. We have answers coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Bizarre Bazaar, an art sale featuring over 90 artists from the area, Friday evening, November 28th, and all day Saturday, November 29th at the Lawrence Art Center in downtown Lawrence. Open to the public.
90% chance of showers tonight near steady temperatures in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, another 90% chance of showers. Temperatures holding right in there, right around the mid-50s. Temperatures falling through the afternoon. Then tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain, lows around 40 degrees. This is KPR. It's 10 minutes before 6.
From revolutionizing higher education to supporting artists who are driving change, Pathbreakers is available on podcast platforms. From Melville Charitable Trust, committed to ensuring all people have a safe, stable, and affordable home that allows them to thrive. Information about ways to prevent and solve homelessness is at melvilletrust.org. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
R&B singer Toni Braxton discusses her new Lifetime movie based on her 2000 hit, He Wasn't Man Enough. That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. It's a great way to start off your day with the very latest news, whether it's from around the world, around the nation, or just around the region. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org.